Welcome to another episode of Bits of Nothing, the podcast where we talk about
nothing.
All right, once again, I am here, and I am Don Wolf.
I'm Clint Wolf, and Patrick Gonzaga.
Yes.
In case you're wondering why they have the same last names, they are married.
Yeah, duh. Most people who've seen us in conventions know that, which is going to be probably the only people that listen to this are going to be convention people.
Let's hope not.
Only our fans. I don't care about anybody else. Only my fans.
Oh, comic book geeks, bah. We'll not listen to this.
They listen to it to become fans, hopefully, unless they're like, God, I hate this, but I'm going to continue listening to it in hate. Oh, that'd be fantastic.
You actually just described the average comic book fan, but
for listening to podcasts?
No, not listening.
I'm talking about just a podcast
listening. I hate this comic. I hate what they've done with this comic, but I will continue to buy and read it.
I can't do that. Oh, that's, yeah, okay. Spider-Man bad arc. Most of the 90s with comic books.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, those are the dark
ages.
You
start with Spawn.
Spawn? I started with Spawn. Okay, come on. It was awesome. Because it looked amazing when you were high, and I was always high back in those days of junior high and high school, you know?
High school.
And that was the only reason someone went, like, because they were like, before that, all the comics I ever got were the matte paper. And they were usually kind of 80s. That's why I saw a lot of the 80s kind of comics. And then Spawn came out, and it was like on the gloss paper, and it was brightly colored, and you look at it, and you're like, holy shit. This is coming out of the page, you know?
like, if we look at one of our print issues of our comics, and the blacks are, like, slightly raised.
Yeah.
The blacks
are...
Oh, that they like, are outside of the outline kind of colors. Is that what you mean?
No, meaning more like...
No, it's actually three-dimensional. Huh. Yeah, you show them.
Yeah, it's just because it's a lot of the black is saturating the page, so it makes it rise a little bit. You know,
oh.
Sometimes.
Huh. It's this really subtle, weird effect.
See, because the reason I said that was because some newspapers, when they print color, the colors aren't actually...
You get to one with word bubbles. That's where you can really tell.
Yeah, the white with the word... Well, that one's obvious because the white doesn't have any color. They don't print white.
Yeah.
They just print the black on top of the white, so it's raised.
I have plenty of comics where it's the black is not, like...
It's
like
just because
that.
Of the it's because of the gloss.
I'm not saying it's bad.
Oh,
I'm
yeah,
just,
oh yeah.
I just found it interesting when
yeah.
I noticed it. Like right now I could probably stare at it for a while.
Monster Ranch, huh?
Zombie Ranch.
Oh.
Ah. Dear God!
You're
looking at the title, Monster Ranch or the Zombies.
Not to mention, I'm sure it's been mentioned to you before. Although we don't, I don't know, we don't tend to bring it up. you're not letting me finish. We really don't tend to bring it up for the most part. You know, it's not like every time we get together with our friends, like, so... We were working on Zombie Ranch the other day.
Zombie Ranch, Zombie Ranch, Zombie Ranch.
No, it doesn't go that way.
No.
It more often than not, does not come up.
Yeah, I'm a humble creator as an illustrator. I don't know.
I feel like if we mention it too much, I'll get turned on.
I know, you do like, Percy, you do like photographs and stuff like that.
Yeah.
So, do you just like bring around a portfolio of all your photos and go, look at this! This is amazing! Every single time. I was going to feel like I would come off as being egotistical if I was like, yes!
I did this all by myself!
This is my comic book. It is... Well,
you know,
I put work and effort into it.
You just described the person with the photos of all their kids.
Yeah, yeah.
That's socially tolerant.
Our comic book is like our child, honey.
I know, but I mean, like...
We created this.
That's not socially tolerated
monster.
The way that calling out the pictures of your kids is.
Yeah, yeah.
Even though it is basically like, oh, look,
I
made this.
And most people get annoyed, you know, like, well, I see my kids. We're like, oh, no. Oh, they're adorable.
Yeah.
Oh, so cute.
And then you talk about, like, the 22 selfie pictures.
Oh,
you know? It's
my
like,
God.
Yes, I need to be constantly constantly reminded of how you look. Thank you.
No. Apparently, she needs to be constantly reminded of how she
looks. Right. It's like, this is you with a lemon. This is you with a drink. This is you with a cigarette.
This is me with my phone. What's up with the whole, like, photos of you with your phone? A lot of times in the mirror, like, not you personally. I'm not saying any of you guys personally. Because
it sounded like you were, like,
so
talking
sorry.
To me.
No. I'm just talking about people. Sorry.
Wait, you mean the general public.
Holding up the phone in front of a mirror.
Getting a reflection from the camera.
Yeah.
Of you.
Yeah. But I've seen it less and less now. I've seen more of the over the shoulder kind of like, let me look up so you don't see double chin.
Yeah.
Because if I look down, I got double chin action.
I know this was in the mirror just because. The camera was
there. Yeah, and you want to know what? The camera is facing away from you, and if that's all you have, the photo still shows up on the other screen, which on the view screen that you look at still shows that because the person take the picture has to look at that. They see the image being shown on that side. So you have this side facing the mirror, and like this right here, if I do the up or down button, like, or the on the volume on the iPhone, I can click on that, and I see on the mirror on the other side, facing the mirror, like, am I in? Yet got it good, without having to...
Turn the phone around instead of facing a goddamn mirror.
Yeah. Or just nowadays they have the reverse, so you have the camera on the other side most of the time, too. So.
I'm talking about when it first started.
Yeah, when it first started. Yeah. They could have done this. They could have had the side that you usually view facing the mirror.
Use as a mirror,
and then have the camera facing you while you're looking in the mirror at, you know, No one on the podcast is going to understand what I'm saying because I'm holding up my phone doing this.
Oh, they get it.
Okay.
Look, Google
visual aids.
Everybody listening, pick up your phone, turn it around, and have the backside... with your case or
without
the back.
Without the screen.
And then
the screen is away from you.
You know, that's what I'm talking about. The screen is away from you, and that screen would be facing the mirror.
Or look up MySpace selfie, because that's the name
of that. I think there's directions on how to do this shit. But but I've been seeing a lot of the selfies. I'm seeing a lot less duck face.
Uh-huh.
From people, so I think finally that came about, of there's
but
less
you know
duck
what?
Face for me, but I'm getting a lot of the selfies.
I know. Yeah, well, you know what? Since that you mentioned it, if you look up sparrow face, that's the trend now in Japan. It's a sparrow face.
What is a sparrow face?
Okay.
Explain what this sparrow face looks like.
No, it looks like this. Okay, yeah.
So you can show me and then I'll verbally describe what I'm seeing. Give me a sparrow face.
Okay, this is what I've read of how a sparrow face works. And the instructions included in that one meme. So basically it's like your eyes, from how your eyes are normally open, open it slightly wider and then spread your lips out slightly larger as if you're going, and open it a little bit, just leave the lips open just so slightly as if you're going to be fed by a pigeon or something like that. And therefore, the sparrow face. Oh, Clint's looking it up right now.
No, it's like pursing lips. They're almost like you don't go full duck.
Yeah.
You never go full duck.
To achieve the coveted sparrow look, open your eyes wide
and part your mouth
slightly, like you're a baby bird waiting for a tasty worm.
Are you sure it's just a worm they're waiting for? I'm sorry. Have you ever seen a bird's nest?
Well, you know, Japan.
Have you ever seen a bird's nest or, like, in documentaries with the birds when they're about ready to get a worm? You don't see them ever fucking, like, slightly opening their mouth.
Yeah.
If you want to do a true baby bird mouth,
they're wide open.
They're wide open and screaming, and that's what you need to do. If that was a true baby bird getting fed, you're just going to be like, you know, going like, food! Food now! You know?
We should make a comparison. We should do... This is a baby sparrow face. This is the real baby sparrow face when you're getting fed.
You can't do something else. Like, if I was going to go with another animal, the only other animal I kind of know that does that kind of, like, naturally would be like a horse drinking water. Like, put your lips like a horse about ready to slurp up some water that's giving the... they're slightly open. And they don't use their tongue, they go, you know, and like slurping it up. But having a horse mouth doesn't sound as attractive as a sparrow mouth. So they're like, fine.
Oh, okay, here, this is good. According to Kotaku, The Japanese term for sparrow face is, I apologize for if this is mispronounced.
Yeah, you want me to see it? Because I could pronounce it, probably.
Chun-gao?
Shinju? What?
Shungao.
Shungao?
Shungao.
Shungao.
Yeah, shungao.
Shun refers to shun-shun, which means chirp or cheep. Gao means face. So literally, it's chirp face.
Chirp face!
So bird face, then.
Yes, chirp face.
That's an onomatopoeia.
Yeah. No, it's not even a bird. It's just chirp face. It's like just a face that's making noise.
Gojira.
A lot of annoying noise. Or you're like at, you know, 6 a.m.
Oh,
in the
there's
morning
a,
letting
that's
you
a really
fucking go to bed. And this
good, or should I say terrifying example.
Oh. Let me see this.
Oh, a guy doing it?
No, it's a girl. Wait, maybe. I don't know.
It's Japan.
It's Japan. It's the Japan is making the face.
Even you can't tell if it's a guy or a girl.
No,
wow.
I can't. It's the angle. I can't see hips.
Did he have plastic surgery? Oh, wait, no, you're talking about Japan.
Basically,
I
demand from each of us, we need to each take our own selfie doing a sparrow face. And then
put
we'll
it
post
right next
it
to the
the description of this. I'll have pictures. How about that? Yeah.
Yeah.
We'll
compare.
Let me see if I can
we'll
do
take
that
a
now.
And then we'll put it next to the picture of the of where we got it from and the instructions included.
Yeah, I'll show that. Okay, I'm about ready to take
it
this.
It looks like you're intentionally doing the deer in the headlights thing.
That looks just I do look like okay, it doesn't work so much if you're like you know, Irish Hispanic
like
me. I'm too Caucasian, it just looks like I just oh my god.
It really looks like a deer in the headlights kind
it
of
does.
Except
let me take my glasses.
Except it looks to me like a deer in the headlights face where the deer is trying to seduce the car.
Okay, part my lips
split
slightly.
Second before it gets splattered all over the road.
How wide are my eyes supposed to be?
As wide as possible. It looks, well, no, not necessarily. Actually, I don't know.
That makes me look like I'm going to kill you. I think the first one's a fear. The second one's like, what? I look like I'm going to kill you, but I'm like kind of frightened about it. Like, oh my god, I'm gonna fucking kill you!
I'm gonna kill you and I'm gonna be terrified of it.
You're giggling while you're doing it. You gotta be seductive.
I think
you
okay,
have to
seductive.
You have to be like just losing
personal,
seduction.
First of all, had a good point earlier though, where he said like his eyes aren't as big.
He's smiling though. I could tell by your eyes you were slightly smiling.
I'm not going to do an I'm not racist, but, you know, I'm just going to say, look, this is a physical characteristic.
You got also
to the
up
point where
okay
some Asian
you're
people,
good
especially people in broadcast personalities, have gotten
little
operations to whiten their eyes because,
works.
You know,
it's good enough.
Speaking, the, I guess I'm not even sure what the effect is. I know it's like epicanthic folds is what they call it.
Wait, what are we talking about?
I
was just thinking
know
of
I'm
somebody
not even talk.
We're talking about the difference between like the Japanese or Asian eyes versus those of Caucasian.
Yeah.
You know, and that for us, them opening their eyes wide is not as wide as we would do.
Yeah, true.
Yeah.
I do look frightened.
So,
yeah.
So they actually have some room for it to not look entirely psychotic.
You need
as
to do yours,
to
honey.
Us.
Honey, you need to do yours.
Oh, God. Where it's just way too much.
I'm posting it online. Sparrow face. I'm going to put it on Instagram and everything I could find. Okay, Instagram,
yeah.
Twitter. That's at TechBusted for me. Let's see.
Mine, of course, is Art of Dawn. And you'll also have this posted up there later. If you can't, you know, well, yeah, find this on bitsofnothing.com or Yeah, I will post it on my Twitter too.
Oh gosh, I don't know which of the two awful chirp faces I want to put up. Oh Christ.
Oh. I like the second one.
You know what? I'm doing that too then.
Do hashtag bits of nothing.
Okay. Oh gosh.
Oh, dang it. I fail.
Oh, damn it.
Got to attach the.
Sparrow face, close enough. Challenge accepted.
Challenge accepted. Like, no, girls doing sparrow face are so cute. Like, no.
Close enough.
Feel different with me. Like, what's wrong with her?
Oh, God. Bits of nothing. Oh, gosh. This is... Yeah, like how, and it said slightly open or something lips?
Yeah, slightly parted lips, like you're a baby bird about ready to be fed a worm.
Although we know that's not true, because we know how birds look like when they get fed.
Oh, they're shrieking and screaming and probably shitting themselves while they're waiting, like, oh, I'm so excited, I just crap myself. You know, all this shit's going on, and it's, none of it is like, oh, adorable to me, at least. Yeah, I had somebody who that I was with, or it was like my mother's friend when growing up, she raised birds, and I remember them always just shrieking and making a lot of noise because she bred them too. She breeded parakeets and finches. Oh, I hate finches nowadays.
Oh, Jesus.
So annoying. Okay, did you get. How did the theater major do on doing a seductive. Sparrow face. Are you still debating?
I tried and I just can't get the camera to be straight.
How about
shall I take a picture of you then? Here,
how about
I can help
I
you.
Stretch my eyes out,
it's supposed to
make
be
it smaller,
people.
And
okay.
Then make it
right?
Wide.
Yeah. All right. Well,
okay.
Let's.
So I am artificially gonna become Asian.
Artificially become
okay.
Asian?
Become
I
more
thought
Asian.
You were. I'm gonna artificially become more Asian.
Yes. This is. I'm gonna do the cheap plastic surgery, just like just finger to skin manipulation. So I'm okay. I'm parting my eyes,
pulling the corners of your eyes. Yeah.
And making and then simulating a Japanese eye, and then partly. Wait, my lips are
there.
All right. Oh, that is freaky. I'm using that.
Yeah.
It's too bad we don't have, like, little parasails or whatever. But, you know, ooh, yeah, but we need professional, like, photography, like, stuff going on.
I know, right?
But, oh, my God.
Well, I look awful.
Don
looks like a murderer. I look like I shat myself.
Kids these days.
I just
they're weird pics.
I the other reaction I had beyond the deer in the headlights thing was that basically you want to just look dumb.
Yeah,
you
want to
have just a vacant slack-jawed expression, which apparently, according to the at least one Japanese magazine, was saying, what was the translation? According to the article, the look makes you appear, quote, goody-goody and, quote, cute like a girl.
Cute like a girl.
Yeah,
something,
guys can be cute, too.
Something no one has ever said about me.
And this is in a teen magazine.
Oh, my
like.
God.
Which means that when they're saying cute like a girl, they're referring to little girls.
This is the stuff that I went through in the 90s on, like, teen magazines. Is Japan in the 90s right now?
I think yes. I think
oh my
are.
God. Oh, man.
But, yeah, this definitely seems to be geared toward making yourself look basically like a 3-year-old. And a 3-year-old without much going on.
Yeah. Well, I heard from a friend that the, having the higher pitched voice, you know, like, ooh, yeah, you know, I don't know, I can't even do it hurt.
Well, immaturity is.
Oh, no. You know, I was like, I can't.
Turn on.
I can't. No. Yeah, like that was popular over there or something. I don't know if it still is or if it was really, but it was only hearsay. But man, yeah, the being unimposing. I could never do any of that. Being someone who trained in martial arts most of my life, and I've always been that, also raised by, you know, my big brother and hung out with his friends. I never could be the typical girly girl. I was always tough.
Well, remember, this is a culture that used to foot bind its women.
Yeah, well,
so,
no, that was China. That was China. Japan didn't really do that.
Japan also did that.
Nope.
No, they didn't do that.
Not that I know of.
Okay.
No, that was China.
I retract the statement. but I mean, the foot binding really said to me an idea of, we want this person, if you're even thinking of them that way, I want this person completely dependent on me.
Mm-hmm.
And this person
and that was
cannot run away.
Sort of a standard of beauty. Yeah, it's like they can't run away. They're mine. They're property.
Yeah.
You know,
they're not supposed to work.
They're not supposed to be thinking for themselves, certainly.
Yeah.
Oh, now we're getting into the whole Brave New World kind of, you know, where it's like.
Well, it's just that you're having.
The whole domination thing.
This ideal that basically you're having a relationship with someone who's mature physically. You know, I think, although, you know, there's sometimes strange crossovers there, but I think the ideal is someone who's mature physically, but not too mature, and certainly has the mentality and as much look as possible of being an innocent little girl. An innocent, you know, just empty-headed,
yeah.
Innocent.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know.
No,
I think
thoughts and trouble with her.
Yeah. But we haven't, I'm having hopes of us in, you know, the U.S. at least, of moving beyond a lot of that, but I know that there's still, that was around, and I think it still is around, I think it always will be around, there'll be people who are like, because it's more approachable, a woman who's, you know, doesn't seem like she's going to kick your butt, and apparently that's what I've been told like, oh, I didn't ask you out because I was afraid you would hurt me. I'm like, what? Why do you say that? I'll kick your ass. I'll kick your ass for saying that. Oh, no, I'm sorry. I didn't mean it. No.
See, now because you said you wanted to date me, but didn't.
No, now I'm
going to
kick your ass. No, I never. No, I never did. But I remember being told that. Like, yeah, no. I'm like,
right?
Afraid that I was, you know, I wasn't approachable, especially for the high school crowd.
Yeah.
I think later it didn't. I'm hoping, I don't know. It's just, I could never be that way. And I'm hoping still, again, that when I was growing up, yeah, it was much more, you wanted, the Disney princess standards were still the same. And now with Disney princesses these days, I mean, like Brave, you know, it was, she's still a strong character. I don't know. And then I get a little bit from Frozen when I saw stuff like that in more modern day, you know, the female portrayal. So it's almost like most people are starting to get used to an idea of a strong woman. Like, it's not too weird.
How about just the idea of a woman as a person rather than a plot device?
That's true.
Mm. I mean, that's what it's boiling down to. You people get hung up on the strong part and forget the character part.
Yeah, because, well, for me, saying strong, I don't always mean physical.
Yeah, but a lot of people interpret it that way.
Yeah.
So we have things like this new 300 sequel, where it's got, you know, showing the woman who's like, oh, she leads the army and she fights really well and she's tough, you know, and she swears.
But it still feels like she's just there because she's a girl and they felt like there needed to be a girl.
Well, I think it runs deeper than that, because now I've confirmed that this is, you know, basically the post I had in response to the review was, I was worried there that she wasn't going to be a generic Black Widow archetype, crazy with a background that's basically prostitute.
Oh God!
Bullet dodged.
Damn.
That's
exactly
what she is. I'm sorry. She's not a prostitute. She was a sex slave. Yeah.
Oh,
that's
my God.
That was her backstory, apparently. And yeah, she probably rose from there to command the Empire. But yeah, she's.
No,
it's so Frank Miller, and I guess I guess not far off from Zack Snyder as well.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know. I just, that's the one, because I love reading books, and I'm always, you know, and I always hate it whenever they have the, or most things, but, you know, I still remember one book that I read, and she was, they had a female character that they brought in, and I was like, she seems kind of interesting, but I'm more interested in her backstory, which they hardly ever went into at all. Like, I got little bits, but I'm like, we went to, because it was like three characters that you followed through it, or two characters you followed, you know, it's one guy and this girl, and we went to the backstory of the guys. Like, almost every guy was like, and they had this developed character, and I could, like, this is the difference. She was pretty much the only woman. There was two. It was, like, her and, like, her sister or mother or something like that. But once when that was for a very brief moment. Then it was like, all right, now she's going to be the girl. And then the only character they added onto her was she's now, you know, when she got raped in the story. Now she's the raped girl.
Oh,
and I hate that. It's like, well, we're going to make her more dimensional.
How can we
make it? It's a book.
Oh, it's a book.
And I can't remember the name of the book. But she gets, a lot of them will do that. And a lot of, even in shows, yeah. It's like,
yeah,
now her personality is raped girl. And I'm like, well, I can't. What? That's the only way we can make her unique from all the other women. Like,
get her raped.
There's so many of the you know, the tough female characters in comic books.
Yeah.
Like, they have rape in the backstory. Well, I shouldn't just say the comic books. Yeah, it's like, yeah, a lot of stories.
Yeah.
If they have a tough female character who's on her own, you know, out for vengeance or something, it's, you know, 9 times out of 10, she got raped.
Who was the one that was mind-controlled in the comic books?
Ms. Marvel,
yeah, it was Ms. Marvel, or it was like the character, and they met him, and then they fell in love, but, or he was...
And it was her son somehow, or something?
I don't know, it was so weird. It was during a weird part of comic books, but he was a mind controller, and it was, you know, and then they're like, went off, and, oh, Ms. Marvel's off to get married and have kids, and oh, she's so happy, and she had like a kid, too. She was like pregnant, I think, at one point or something. Was she pregnant?
He might control her to get pregnant.
There's implications of that. I think that, but they made it seem like everybody went,
no,
oh, we're so happy, you're happy.
Not one of them even questioned the idea that she was, that it was consensual, despite, you know, that would be, see, being able to influence people mentally, I think would be, actually be kind of a terrible power.
Yeah.
Because of the fact that you would never know your own worth.
No, no.
Yeah, it's like, are they? I don't even know if I'm consciously controlling what I can do.
Well, right? It's like I watched.
So
it.
You would? Would you ever be able to feel love because of that without thinking like, does she really love me, or is this just because I'm making her?
Yeah, yeah.
And if they ever found out about their power, the same damn thing would be happening. Not to mention her entire family or whatever, which would be like, if they didn't like you, of course you're mind controlling her.
Yeah.
Hmm.
But that's, no, but yeah, later in the comic, though, they did fix it a bit, or some other writer took it over, and Ms. Marvel came back from the other dimension or whatever, because they, like, left through a rift, or some dimensional rift or something, I can't remember entirely. Came back. And pretty much was telling all of the other, like, Avengers... Was it the Avengers? Yeah, it was the Avengers. They were pretty much telling them, like, what the fuck? Why the fuck did you let me go? He pretty much raped me, you know, kind of thing.
I think it was Busiek who wrote the return story.
Yeah, yeah, because, like, none of that was my choice, and none of you stopped him, you know? And it was like, whoa.
It was,
And she became the rape victim at that point. But... They actually, I'll admit, they did it in a way to where I went like, yeah, all you other assholes did nothing. Couldn't control anything, you know. It was interesting in that respect, but most otherwise, it's like, oh, boo-hoo, I'm sad now. Now I'm the goth cutter sad girl because I was raped, and that's the only other personality that this writer knows how to write women. They're either the token girl, she's a pretty girl, doesn't poop, doesn't fart, he doesn't do anything that's not pretty, pretty princess. Kind of like, oh, I go skipping through daisies, you know, and shit rainbows.
Yeah, wait, but they don't shit.
Yeah, apparently, no.
Yeah, so
no.
Yeah, so
I sweat rainbows, you know, no armpit sweat, no BO. It's all just glitter, you know. That's why, yeah. If you ever have glitter on you, it's not really your makeup. She'll say it's all must be my special eyeshadow. She's you know, she's sweating and it's the glitter, girl glitter all getting all over you.
Like, oh no, my eyeshadow.
No. Oh God. Don't believe me. I am a woman, but don't take any of my, you know, suggestions for any of this.
The Russian Barbie, actually, I don't know if you've read that article, but the Russian Barbie was like, sometime in the future I hope I'll never need to eat and drink like the real Barbie.
Oh.
Yeah, you've heard about her, right? Where
no.
She spent almost $500,000.
Oh, the real Barbie girl. Okay.
Yes.
Yeah.
She said that someday she hoped to never eat and drink. Just like the real Barbie.
That she was hoping for that?
Yeah. That someday, you know, she can get something done to her that she doesn't need that.
That person needs some help.
Well, sorry, I don't know. I think, I mean, like...
I do seriously with this woman. That's an interesting thought and idea. I personally would just not be like Barbie, but just like, I don't like eating. You know, if I could get that out of the way, if, like, I'm never hungry, I don't need to eat, then, yeah, I'll do that. Because I've never really been like, oh, I love eating food all the time,
well,
you
Barbie
know?
Barbie has always been her...
Beer, on the other hand, I always want to still drink because I love my beers. You know, I need my beers. But the thing to be like Barbie entirely and what she's done... to make herself seem so much like Barbie. I'm like, that's why I'm like, there's something wrong with her. She can't be happy with herself, that she has to be this other idea of perfection.
She does have an origin story, but I haven't gone through that. It's
origin
just,
story?
Okay, yeah, but she didn't look bad before her procedures either.
Yeah.
I'm talking
now,
about there are two women.
Now I could argue.
Barbies.
Yeah. Now I could almost argue that I think about it. It's like almost if she could then say something like, "Well, what about people who do tattoos? Or is there something wrong with them because they got a tattoo?" I'm like, sometimes yes. Now there's obvious signs toward this. Yeah, there was something that happened. People were trying to, they're sad and they want to remember their dead loved one, so they do it. And there is a cause. There's something wrong with them a little bit. It's like, I'm not saying don't do it, but.
There's some feelings attached to it.
And some people do it because they're rebelling, and that one I never thought was, I agreed with, because that's usually a bad time to ever make a choice and decision. Is, I hate society, or I hate
my
parents.
I'm
going to
draw it on my fingers!
No, right here, right on my face. Just put cock. But then again, there's a lot of people, though, like, if you want something beautiful on you, beautiful art, that's where I go, yeah, get a tattoo. If you know what you want, if you thought about it for a long time.
Yeah.
I'd love to get a tattoo, but one, it's too fucking expensive, and two, I kind of have a phobia of needles. So, Barbie girl, I don't know. It's just changing yourself so much, because if you get a tattoo, you're not changing who you are. You're putting something on top of who you are.
Yeah.
You're not removing anything of who you are and just going like, I don't like that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I just get that sense from her that she thinks this is what's perfect before. Barbie was perfect and I'm not, so I want to be that perfection. I don't know.
What's weird to me too is that, well, going back to the tattoos part, it's like you're putting someone else's art on your body.
Yeah. Some people put their own art on their own body, but I can never do that.
Yeah.
It just feels like, I can guarantee you, if I draw it and I put it on me, if I tattoo it on me, I'm going to be looking at it a couple years down the road and saying,
what the fuck was I thinking?
I can draw so much better now. I hate this.
But it's
I could
stuck
have done
on
this
me.
Better. Now it's stuck on me.
Yeah.
So I was looking something up. What are we on?
Barbie.
Tattoos and the real life girl Barbie.
Oh.
Body modifications.
Modifications of, I was going through with the girl Barbie that I can't help but feel like she's doing because she feels that herself is, that she's imperfect and Barbie is perfect and that's what she wants to be.
So the ultimate expression of the actual complaint that Barbie provides girls with unreasonable body image?
Kind of. I don't even think it's that. I just think it's her because I looked at Barbie and I went, I'm still going to be me.
Yeah, I mean, it's just... I think certain people are always going to be susceptible to influence.
Yeah.
Others.
But then I was arguing that she could be, she could say something to somebody like, well, what if you get tattoos? That's changing your, you know, that's altering yourself for beauty, not for, not because there's something wrong with you. I don't know, but tattoos are something on top of who you are, not taking anything away like plastic surgery does sometimes, like make my nose smaller, make my chin shorter, and stuff like that. I don't know.
Well, they're not taking anything away from the breasts, usually.
Yeah, no, it's usually an addition.
Yeah, but I understand what you're saying. You're, what?
Oh, there's some people that get breast reductions, though, but
yeah,
compared to the people getting them enhanced.
It's a, I'm sure the scales weigh heavily in favor of
the enhancements.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, there's quite a few women with extremely large breasts who have no interest in getting a breast reduction. So.
Yeah, I wanted to. I probably still will want to. Just because of the back pain. I get back pain because my chest is large.
Well, and it also
but then I gained a bunch of weight, and the weight actually weirdly kind of helps out. It has gotten rid of my back pain because now I'm like weirdly balanced. I don't understand it.
But if you also, if you lost weight, your boobs might get smaller.
No, they were big before when I was thin. They were always annoyingly huge. Now, oh, boo-hoo, but when you had had so much back pain to where you're just like, I have to had to take pain pills. Like
it would also be boo-hoo to hear that your boobs don't go away when you lose weight.
Oh.
Because there's
I know,
a lot
I,
of
yeah,
women
yeah.
that that's the complaint they
yeah,
have.
Yeah, I've heard that. No, I was always the weird one towards like, yay, maybe I'll lose a little bit of the boobs if, you know. But it will never go down to where I want it, because having boobs and doing martial arts, not fun. They get in the way.
I'm trying to remember what is that.
Huh?
No.
Why is what? Why you can't do martial arts with big boobs?
Oh, this is all... talking about breasts, I just...
talking about breasts.
I don't know if I saw it on Kickstarter or something, but there's this bed where there's like, it's sliced on the top. So that if you need to like cuddle with someone, you can put your arm through the slits on the bed, or if you're sleeping on your belly, like your boobs have, your breasts have, like, you know,
concaved in,
yeah,
or just caved in for your boobs,
yeah,
like what girls do at the beach,
yeah, they dig holes.
Dig the holes just for your boobs to go through, so it doesn't hurt, because it hurts having, it's. Not as bad, but, you know, almost like slightly sitting on your balls to where you're just like, that's uncomfortable, but not
Please.
Enough to where you're pinching
okay.
them. What if it's just like stuck to the leg or something?
Actually, I had no idea that women dug holes for their boobs.
Usually in the sand if they're too big, and I've done that.
Well, then
okay,
you
so
want
to
get more discreet.
This is what I'm saying. I had no idea of this, and I also presume that 99% of men have no idea this is happening, or else... You see where I'm going with this. Or
well,
else every guy on that beach would be digging the biggest hole possible. And then lying down on it.
Well, not every
like,
girl
oh,
does this, but...
Oh, man, just barely enough.
Yeah.
I'm going to go to the beach and then I'm going to guess which spot belonged to the women.
Or you just kind of like punch into the sand, like I would punch into it so I'd make holes. Wouldn't like dig them out, be like, So you being in the ground with me punching, it might not be a good idea.
What the fuck?
Oh, I thought you were, you know, it's like if you're digging several, that's going to make you look like you have a Hydra dick.
What the fuck?
But yeah, no, I've done it, and I know some, I learned it from somebody, and was like, oh, yeah, another well endowed woman.
I dig holes in the ground for my butt so that I could. So that I'm slightly dug under, and then I have something to lean on.
Oh, so you wanna recline?
Yeah, I dig holes for reclining.
Yeah, well.
Yeah, but
yeah, not you know. I don't know. I don't know if kids still do it these days.
A chair.
Bring a chair.
Bring a little chair.
Okay.
Well, yeah, for me, I dig a hole and put a blankie over it. and then I could make a pile where I could put my drinks on.
That's fair enough. I don't think I'd want to be directly in the sand for that. But I can remember having like a blanket down.
Yeah.
And doing that. Because the sand, at least around here, is not just sand. There's all sorts of crap in it.
And that's an understatement. There's a lot.
Oh, yeah.
I remember stepping on... What is it called?
Don't
it's
talk
like,
about stepping on...
No, no. He doesn't like anything about talking about stepping on anything with his feet. He has very sensitive feet.
Oh.
So I can't mention anything involving stepping on nothing sharp or...
Oh, painful. It's nothing sharp. It's more disgusting than it is sharp.
Oh, okay.
Okay,
can,
disgusting.
Can
squishy disgusting or anything like that's fine.
Yeah, it's like... It's like black thing. I don't know what it is. It looks like...
Tar?
Yeah, it's tar.
Yeah.
How did that even get there?
Oil spill.
Is it?
Yeah.
Because it's buried in the sand.
Yeah.
Ah, it takes me a week with cleaning it every day to take it off. Like, at first when I stepped on it, it looks like a big... It's just like a big clump of clay sticking to my foot.
Yeah.
Walk around and it's like...
Yeah.
Ah! Why? Well,
you stepped in the tar pit. That's why it's there. It's sticky, and then when it hardens, it's like asphalt on your foot.
Yeah.
I know. Oh my gosh! And then I have to put.
So that is exactly what you stepped in.
Yeah, and
tar.
I remember going to the beach in Corpus Christi once as a kid, and just Gulf Coast, and apparently there had been a tanker overboard at some point recently, because pretty much the entire beach was like that.
Oh, yuck.
Just little tar turds everywhere.
Gosh. It would feel more awkward walking home, too, because I have to put my slippers on, or my flip-flops. And then you feel it even more. It's, like, stuck there. It's like you have the foot, and then that one part of the foot that step on it, that doesn't feel anything.
Uh-huh.
You kind of, because it's covered in tar. Like...
So I found out the one who wrote the story where Miss Marvel comes back and sees everyone out. That was Chris Claremont, not music.
Okay, Chris Claremont.
If anyone's not aware, Chris Claremont is very accomplished comics writer, but in particular, he did the run of Uncanny X-Men that. It was sort of my first comics experience, and just I thought he was very a florid and yet effective storyteller, and at that time, and also had some really enlightened ways of writing women and minorities.
Hmm.
Yes,
women and minorities.
Which in part was due to the fact that he kind of just didn't really harp on them being women or minorities. They were just part of the team.
Yeah.
Yeah.
On to something else. Speaking of what?
Because when he said something about the way he wrote about minorities and women, one writer that I'm slightly more familiar with is Oscar Wilde. And he wrote strongly against... I don't know what his motive is in his writing, but it has always something negative to say about women, too.
Well, he was gay.
Okay, that one I knew, but I mean, how did that affect his writing? What was sort of like his approach to women or his perspective of them, why he wrote the way he did?
Well,
come on, Freud.
I don't really get that. What writings of his are you talking about?
Well, it's, because I had this collection of quotations, from the book, whether it be dramatic, romantic, or special occasion quotes. And Oscar Wilde always had an entry in courtship, romance, breaking up.
Okay, what you have to, I think, understand is that you're getting cherry-picked quotes.
Okay.
And basically, Oscar Wilde had snark for everyone.
Okay.
Yeah.
And nothing was sacred. So, yeah. His quotes could have easily been in the religion section, or the wealthy person section, or
And all speak bad about it.
Yeah.
Okay.
He was hilarious in the way he put it, but I think he rarely had a kind word for anyone.
It was satirical in a way, but it kind of hit me where it's like, whoa, I sense some hatred in there, kind of.
I don't know. I never got any, I know he was gay. I never really got any big hint of misogyny in his works.
Mm-hmm.
Again, just as opposed to him hating everyone. So. or a, you know, at least taking the piss out of everyone, as the prince would say.
Yeah. All right. So
yeah. Well, speaking of writers, St. Patrick's Day is coming up.
Wait, when is that?
17th. It's a Monday.
Why?
Everybody's Irish on that day. So, what do you do for St. Patrick's Day, Percy? Have you ever really celebrated it?
See, because about 2-3 weeks ago, say early February, this was around, I think this was a week before Valentine's, I volunteered to film a festival.
Uh-huh.
And this was called the Bach Fest, where $30 at the door or online, you get in, they give you a glass.
Uh-huh.
And with that glass, you can sample all the beer in that room.
Yeah, I think I've heard of it, yeah.
For $30.
Oh, yeah.
So I filmed that event. It was awesome. I loved it. Everyone was so alcohol-driven. And I was,
it was just a bunch of alcoholics everywhere.
Well, see, because I was the photographer for the event. I was the in-house photographer.
So you couldn't drink.
I could. It's actually a good way for me to be like, hey, guys, raise your glass, you know, and then we're all raising it together, and I'm taking their picture, you know. Or it's something like they're so unaware of what they're doing that the pictures I take are even more awesome.
Because you have that drunk,
the drunk look,
sloppy face.
The throwing up photo bombs, I mean, it was awesome.
Oh, my God. Did they have, like, a throw-up bucket at the festival? Like, right here is where you puke.
Well, there was an outdoor.
The puke corner.
There was an outdoor section.
Oh.
So
okay, so how does this link with St. Patrick's Day?
Well, that was so awesome. Bachfest was so awesome that I heard that there was also a St. Patrick's Day Fest.
When? Where?
See,
you gotta let me know this stuff. Well, if it's gonna be on Monday, because I know we're still, like, every year we always end up with a petition of people trying to get...
Move,
I think, Tuesday
Sunday
as a holiday, the day after St. Patrick's Day. So, you know, you don't do it the day of, because you need to have the hangover day the day after St. Patrick's Day.
It
is possibly used to be, like, you know, the top, you know, like, I'm lucky, I don't have to work on, I have to work on Tuesday, but I don't.
Oh, you know what, maybe, move all the holidays to the weekend, but...
Ireland is always going to celebrate on the 17th, and so, because they celebrate it huge. It is an amazing, giant event in Ireland.
Because what I thought
was
that...
And that's why we do it.
Well, see, because then we go into, if all our holidays are on weekends, except for St. Patrick's Day, which we'll have the day after as a day off.
Always should have the day after St. Patrick's Day off. That would be amazing.
Nah.
It's even like, I'm going to drink all night, and then you have the next day to recover.
I mean, come on, we are Irish.
Everybody's Irish.
I guess they figure you get New Year's Day and should be happy with
that. Yeah, we get New Year's Day off because, well, everybody's going to be drunk New Year's Eve.
Yeah, well, see.
Just make it the other one.
So I'm trying to find out, you know, where in LA is there an event going on so I could sign up to be their in-house, the in-house photographer.
Oh, so that I couldn't go.
No, so that I get to go to for free.
Because it's impossible to get into anything that involves drinking for St. Patrick's Day.
Oh, speaking of getting into things, did you see Norge's picture?
No.
I don't know who that is, no.
Our friend Norge and our friend Brian, who's Norge's brother, they apparently celebrated their mom's 79th birthday just recently.
Okay.
So they're standing with her, you know, and they're all dressed up nicely. You know why they're dressed up nicely, Dawn?
Why?
Because they took her to the Magic Castle.
Aw, motherfuckers. God damn it. Everybody I know goes to the Magic Castle. And I never go. If anybody's listening and you have connections, used to live in walking distance in Hollywood from the Magic Castle, passed by it every day going, I would love to go. And everybody I know, they're like, I have to dress up nice and stuff for some reason this weekend. And I go, fucking Magic Castle, you're going to the Magic Castle. They're like, I don't know, they tell me it's a surprise. Then I fucking see all these pictures suddenly on that day from their phone on Instagram and everywhere going like, I'm at the Magic Castle. Like, motherfucker. I love magic. I've always been loved magicians. I've always loved magic, and I was just, the magic castle is supposedly where you need to go, and it just feels like it's the special club that's like, they need to just call it, we don't want Don Wolf here, castle. Everybody can get in, but Don Wolf castle. That's what it is. Because I always then hear from everybody, which, bless their hearts, they always say, oh, next time I go, I'll make sure you can go too. Never happens. Never happens. Never.
It sounds almost like you're ascribing them some sort of supernatural powers.
They do. They're magical people. These magical people are able to go to this magical place.
And see other magical
and
stuff.
See magical stuff.
That then convinces them, hey, it's okay to forget, Don.
And then I always hear them, oh, you need to go. And I'm like, yeah, I know.
Watch, this is what, and then tomorrow I end up going there too. And Don's
so, like, I hate you. You would, Percy. Percy, you're going to go. And you're like, guess where I was? Sorry, you couldn't go. Because
so I thought you want other people who's listening to the podcast to take you with them. So I didn't ask.
There's
going to
be a Twitter starting up with hashtag Don can't go to the magic castle, you know? Or haha Don magic castle. That's too long of a hashtag. Someone figure out a shorter one.
So when you were within walking distance, what did you do that magically pissed them off so much?
I don't know. I just walked by. And I walked by to get to like the bus or something like that because I was going to college.
And you pissed on Neil Patrick Harris's shoes.
No.
Right?
Well, I didn't know who he was at the time, so that might have pissed him off.
You,
I don't know.
And then you like put your hand down in it and then like
I don't know when the first time I ever saw Neil Patrick Harris and something and knew who he was. I think when I took more recognition of him, it probably was Dr. Horrible sing-along blog. But
you were marking him at the time, though, so you could find him later. You're marking him with your scent?
No!
With the urine scent?
That was after. That was way after
me
living there.
Oh, so you do admit that it happened, then?
No! Stop it!
Yes!
No!
Just her saying no.
No! Neil Patrick Harris, I love you. Don't be mad.
Start talking about it.
I did nothing. This is all false. I never,
what do you mean?
I never peed on you, Neil Patrick Harris.
You said not yet.
Not yet, never. No!
She hasn't peed on you in at least the least 5 years.
No! No, never
happened. We've established this.
Oh my God.
That's a trick question.
The statute of limitations has passed. It's cool.
It's gone from the records now.
God. No. You are all terrible.
I
mean, terrible
I have
people.
No idea what the statute of limitations on someone peeing on you is. Like, how long do you have to press charges when someone pees?
Well, was it on purpose or accidental?
Maybe on purpose, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know I was pissing on someone's shoes.
Harder to do if you're a girl to say I accidentally peed on you. Because the only way is I don't really have an aim. Yeah, there's. I have to go through a long process unless I'm wearing a skirt. You know, it's just I'm wearing pants. All right, hold on. You have
to
be laying on the floor, or unless I have to pee really badly, then I can kind of aim forward and up.
Okay.
But it has to be a really badly.
Time up. Dial this back because there's very few situations where even a man can claim that he pees on someone accidentally.
Well,
because
isn't
there's
it
very
in the
few
bathroom
places
to where
that
someone
are socially acceptable for you to pee.
Well,
for one thing, if you accidentally pee on someone in the middle of the restaurant,
that's not
an accident.
Does it ever happen in the bathroom at the, some really drunk person, he misses and it splashes on the floor and onto your shoe at the urinal? Does that ever happen? Do the movies lie?
Well, first off, I am that drunk person.
You're also very tall.
It's
so, yeah, you would. Your height, you're way above everybody else.
Yeah.
And it's almost just like the spray, everywhere.
It's important to establish dominance early.
You're sprinkling everywhere.
And you drive them back. You drive them back so that their own, return fire falls short.
Please describe this.
We just did.
We need to see a comic of this.
Oh, God.
Like an incident in your zombie ranch comic.
No, it's
what if you're, really, usually the only time, I guess, you'd still be mad and pissed off at the person, but you'd be like, fucking guy's drunk.
Yeah,
he's drunk. You know, what can you do?
I'm not even
because
mad.
You go, I probably have or will be in that state at some point. Probably like, I might do it to someone on accident. I know he's not doing it on
purpose. Don't do it to a Mormon, because they'll never do it.
What?
They will never get drunk.
Also, you know,
so
that'll
never happen to them.
You see my car. You know that at one point or several points that there have been people who have taken their keys to my car?
Yeah.
You know how much I care about that?
Yeah. Yeah.
Damn.
Actually, I think there's only two key marks on it in 14 years.
Oh, I just
something like that. Yeah, 13-14 years I've owned the car, but there are two things that are pretty obviously key. You know, like dragged key.
It might have
one's
not
on
been
the
a
hood,
key.
One's on the hood.
Oh,
and
yeah.
They did like a ribbon shape with it.
Oh. What my
Whoa.
Friend liked
yeah,
to
so.
Do, she didn't use her keys. She used her jeans. Because a lot
oh,
of
yeah,
girls'
the
jeans
the
have,
studs.
Like, little metal studs
oh,
in the back
the, yeah.
pockets. Like, I don't have them on mine, but there's a lot of them that girls' jeans I've always had that had them. And she would do it to people who parked too close, she told me.
Yeah.
They'd park too close to be like, oh, I can't get in my car. You know, like, she could have been more careful and not, like, at the button
seemingly.
Or the back pocket rivets like scratching into there, but she's like, no, I purposely like dig in, go whoops, screech, and making giant just slash marks on the car, and she's like, park too close to my car, motherfucker, screech.
Maybe I could get into the other side.
She also had a big booty, so she could add pressure on there even more than like a small butt.
It really
you know?
Almost
it
sounds like an Eliza Schlesinger story.
Whenever saying that, going like, yeah, I wish I would have thought of that. But I don't have the guts to do that. I'm too nice of a person to be like, I'm sorry, you parked so close and I can't get in. I'll get in somehow. You know, like I'll like MacGyver in through a window
maybe,
or something.
Yeah, maybe I can put the back seats down and go into the trunk. And maybe get the trunk open.
I can go into
the
trunk and then
on the inside.
I can go into there. Just,
yeah.
just you know, you might be having a bad day, and I don't want to make it worse. Oh, I was like, don't worry about my side mirror. It'll be fine.
Screech!
I couldn't do that, but she's like, screech! With her, like, just the back rivets. I wish I had that guts, but I'm too nice of a person.
I should.
And I worry about what they think of me. Like, they don't know who you are. Like, maybe
that actually is pretty good, because you can tell when someone, you could somewhat tell when someone keys your car, because, of course, they're holding it, but having it in your jeans, that's...
Yeah, yeah.
I might
actually... Butt pressing against the car.
Right? Let's see. Oh, shit. Okay, so my jeans don't have pocket flaps on them, but I have another pair that does.
With a little button that makes it even...
Yeah,
you know, easier to do.
Yeah, so I have one with a button, and there's another one where the metal sheet that, you know, that clamps onto the jean, you know, there's the front and there's the top and the bottom side, right? There's the one part where the top's flat sheet is almost bending out too.
Yeah.
So I got one that does that.
Okay. All right.
Since I've been parking at my school, like, it only has happened to me once, where someone parked diagonally from the lot, where in the closer part to the wall was my driver's side. Oh, dear Lord. And you know what's even weirder was that the person who parked right next to me arrived, like, 30 seconds after I pulled out of the lot.
Oh.
Like, I actually saw her go into her car, and I'm like, bitch, you lucky I didn't do shit to your car. Because that time in my car, I was carrying tools for my camera rig. So I had screwdrivers, I have rivets, I have hammers and wrenches.
I could fuck your shit up.
I could have done that.
And your shit is your car.
I could do that so easily. No, like, really. Like, if you have a long nose piece of plier, you can literally like rip off the side of her door.
Oh man!
Like cause damage to it, but I'm better than that.
Yeah.
I just kicked the wheels.
Really fucked. Stupid car.
Nah. My other friends weren't so lucky though.
Oh god.
It's a she. She took two spaces at a club. At a club.
You don't do that.
They slashed all four of her tires.
Was this what was it?
It happened.
Was
twice.
It in like downtown LA?
Wait,
where?
Koreatown.
Koreatown?
Yeah.
Oh.
You mean this happened to her once and she took two spaces at a club again?
No, okay. The first time it happened. Okay.
That's what it sounded like. He's saying this happened twice. I'm like, so she was a
okay.
Complete douche nozzle.
Okay, alright. That's the little
all right.
Explain.
Yeah,
no,
okay.
The first
I'll step
time.
Back. I'll step back a little
what
bit.
What happened the first time?
The first time, someone left a note, you know, like,
don't be a dick. Yeah.
Don't be a dick, you know. And then the second time she did it, she came out and I saw that status around 2 in the morning, took pictures of her car. All slashed up four tires, and there was the same note with the same handwriting on it.
Oh, God.
Yeah, so I don't know how the case ended, but...
This is why you need business card. I love somebody who did it, where it's like, it's basically don't be a dick business cards, and just says something like that,
oh,
and a little
yeah.
thing on the bottom being like, stop, please, you know, like, you've been given a dick, you are a fucking dick card. Stop being a loser. You know?
I saw those on Kickstarter where it's like courtesy cards.
Then, if she goes, you slash my tires, all they have is a business card, especially if it's like, well, it's popular for anybody to buy online. It's like, who could it be? You know?
Yeah.
And you could go all see it, you know, like detective on that shit. And stuff.
Yeah. They stick
but,
it on their windshield.
But if you handwrite it, then it's like, I know it's the same person, you know? And then,
yeah. But then if they're cards, you kind of add a little personality to it.
Yeah,
you know,
it's...
Where
it's
like, I'm going to kill you with a smile, you know?
Business professional and shit.
I just... I don't know. At that point, that's...
Okay.
That's almost not criminal to me. That's
yeah.
just... That's just justice.
It is justice. I kind of weird...
Think
I'm
so
sorry
too.
To say if it's your friend.
Yeah, especially if...
No, she deserves
I felt justice of
if
being
there was
like,
a
yes.
Warning, you know, especially if there's a
there was
warning,
one. And there was one.
Yeah.
The first time she did it, she has been
and
warned.
And so, when was it towed?
Well, it was towed that night, too.
Oh, so, because she couldn't drive.
Yeah,
so that's why it was towed.
Slashed.
Yeah.
I thought it was
but
towed
she was
because
with her
she
friend,
shouldn't
though.
Park there.
She was, she had friends, though, but she just needed to get her car
so
towed.
Does she still do it, or does she has she stopped doing that? You
she's
know?
The type that's like, I degaff, you know?
Degaff?
I don't give a fuck.
Oh, my God. She doesn't pay for anything, does she?
Nope.
Oh my
that's
god, that's why people who go like, I don't pay for my own stuff, mommy and daddy does, or some
well,
sugar
if,
daddy does, then...
If you're one of those people that gets $7,000 being sent to you a month from another country, then, you know...
Yeah.
Like, how high could rent be? If you get $7,000 a month.
I wouldn't mind $7,000 a month.
I know. That'd be amazing.
Right.
I'd take a few $100s. I don't care what I'm given. So
right.
If he comes by and goes, every month I'm going to give you $20. I'd be like, fuck yeah. You know?
Yeah.
I could save up stuff with $20 a month.
That's
or I could buy some food. Let's have
right?
tacos.
Even just food, I'd be totally happy with that.
$20 could buy some beer.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Could buy a
like
lot of stuff.
A 12-pack of.
Now, what is this? This $7,000 coming from another country figure you're talking about?
She gets it from her parents, doesn't she, or is it a grant-like thing?
Okay.
Are we over? Should we not discuss this because it's gonna identify the person possibly?
Well, it's actually. Well, that was just what I've been told, but it's you know it gets sent to them from the king, you know, where it's like, oh, you're studying abroad.
The
well,
king.
I'm just
okay. I can't even say.
I'm just being really indirect. But
okay.
Most, you know, people.
Okay. Unofficial, the king.
Yeah.
Elvis. Elvis gives their money.
Oh shit! She figured
hey.
It out.
Here you go,
much.
Baby. Thank you very much.
Here's some scholarship.
Thank you very much. Yeah. Thank you very much for supporting our country.
What yeah. country is that? The
LBA.
National country of Elvis. Oh ho.
Yeah. Graceland.
La La
right.
Land. Hello,
just say she's a drug mule.
Yes, let's do that.
It's like she gets it from somewhere. He calls himself the king.
Yeah. Ah, man.
Should it more be like more Spider-Man, you know, like kind
she's
of villain the king.
To
she's a super villain, and, you know, she obeys the laws from the king, and, you know, he's...
Right.
Wants to kill someone, you know...
She wants to get her tire slashed. Oh!
Yeah.
Hey, send me more money!
Yeah.
I got attacked by a hobo. Send me more money, please.
Hobo Man is a superhero she's going after.
Hobo Man.
Hobo Man. Yeah. Hobo Sapien.
Hobo Sapien! Fuck yeah!
I just got the comic cover in my mind.
Yeah! That just came right out of my brain.
You know, I even see, see the logo. Hobo Sapien! And it's totally like this Howard the Duck kind of thing going on. And he's like jumping out of the panel, like, you know, action packed.
With a shopping cart in one hand and a bottle of alcohol in the other.
Gin in the other. Oh, Hobo Sapien. I need to take note. This is something I need to draw. Is the Hobo Sapien.
What'll be her name? What'll be the chick's name, though? Oh, gosh.
Bag lady.
I gotta still finish that drawing. Oh my god.
Hobo Sapien and Bag Lady.
Arch nemesis.
Complete. Also starring Dumpster Child.
Dumpster Lad. Dumpster Lad.
It's like Dumpster Baby or Dumpster Kid.
Oh, gosh. Oh, dear Lord.
Kid Dumpster.
Kid Dumpster.
Oh, like that's that. Even better. I like that even
Kid
better.
Kid Dumpster sounds like an amazing sidekick name. Kid.
Hopeful Man and Bag Lady.
Dumpster. Oh my god, this is amazing. You saw it all, you heard it all happen here.
What I thought is funny is that you just took written notes on something that's being recorded.
I know, because I don't listen to this shit. Sorry, you're listening, isn't it great? Isn't it wonderful? Now, I just...
This
okay.
was your idea! How are you not listening to your own idea? Why are we here?
Why are we here?
Oh, God. Do not get philosophical right now. I want answers.
I want this
Maybe everybody that name starts has an S in it is a philosopher. Sorry, I just watched Meaning of Life.
Oh, God.
I'm sorry. This discussion is not very good. Oh, I'm so sorry, monsieur.
We hit with the stick of truth.
Oh, my God. Yeah, no. Oh, that's Hobo Sapien. It's my
Sapien.
New favorite thing.
Jack Kirby's Hobo Sapien.
I am so drawing this. I have to. In between all of my other work, I have that. I have a commission. I have all this other stuff. So I gotta get. But Hobo Sapien is gonna be drawn.
That drives
at some
it
point.
Home.
Half man, half ape, all homeless.
armed.
So he's half ape. What?
I don't know. He was in my mind's eye when he was bursting out of the panel. For some reason, he was half ape.
Half ape, all homeless. Half man, half ape, all homeless. Uh-oh.
Yeah, you can delete that part. That's
okay.
Okay.
All right.
I'm not married
right.
to the whole half ape.
Why isn't he like part fish?
But you know, Kirby.
Wouldn't it make
Kirby
more sense if he was kind of aquatic?
Part
Kirby
broken,
made him
part
half ape.
He would have made him half ape. All right, we're going half ape. Half ape, ape, half man.
Half ape, half man.
He's the missing piece.
No, that's a missing link.
Link.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Like, you're like conflating that with middle piece. That's a different. It's the same thing.
It's another Human Centipede movie.
But contextual with current pop culture has an entirely different meaning.
Okay. Yeah, true. All right.
Hobo Sapien. I will never let this go.
You have your Halloween costume now.
Right?
There you go.
Yeah, enemy is Cyclops.
I'll put together Kid Dumpster. You know, I could do that. That'd be an easy costume.
Bag Lady.
Yeah. That's you, Clint.
The recycling kid.
The recycler.
The recycler.
The recycler.
The hobo can't.
He's
make
on a
money
bike. Oh my god, that's what he does. He's also on a bike made of cans and bottles. The recycler.
He takes all the hobos' jobs away.
It has, like, cannons on it that, like, shoot out recyclable stuff.
Or the bottle caps. It shoots bottle caps.
I don't know that it would do that.
What if it sucks? It's like a vacuum, and it just takes away all, like,
recyclable
stuff.
It has to take away
stuff.
All the recyclables because he's...
Are your buttons made of plastic? Off. You know, that watch you're wearing? Recyclable.
He's putting this in the machine. It's mine. 5 cent California return?
Yeah.
Nope.
He's robbing it. He's robbing what the hobos have rightfully scavenged. That's what he came up with it from. From the trash bins of the... I don't want to say the unwary. That sounds like they're villainous.
They're heroes. They're heroes. So yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly.
They're
preserving aluminum. Yeah. But yeah, you know, it's like we have regulars in our own neighborhood who come by and I think they're very disappointed now that you're actually the one turning in the cans.
Yeah, no, I started turning in the cans because I needed a little bit of San Diego Comic Con cash. Yeah. That's where I get my drinking money for San Diego Comic Con. Okay?
The amount of soda I drank, can you imagine? Like, this place must have had a gold mine status.
Oh, yeah. No, oh, yeah.
And what happened to all the bottles?
And then one day the
gusher stopped.
The gusher stopped.
No!
You know, the mine struck. Well, you know, now I'm mixing with oil. But, yeah, the gusher stopped. You know, the mine went dry.
You say it was a prosperous time for the homeless?
It was. And you know what?
I got one good stock today. It's a great day.
This is not a laughing matter. Do you realize how many homeless people lost their jobs? When
recycling that
when I started, when I took their job.
Yeah, you took their jobs.
I'm only half Hispanic.
You took your jobs, you put them out on the street, you worked as big. They
were already on the street.
You're putting them
like
on the street.
You drove me home. That's almost what it does to me. Put them on the street. They're stuck living on a darker corner. They don't live
they
on
don't
the.
Get to be on the nice streets.
The
anymore.
Nice streets anymore.
It's all mean streets.
It's not easy street anymore.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Oh. Oh, and what they're saying, it's a hard knock life. Some shit like that, you know.
All the bottles are gone.
The good day.
The recycler, yeah, see, I...
The recycler, Archness.
It's you! You're the recycler!
I don't ride on a bicycle, though. I'm not a cyclist that recycles.
Recycler.
No, I like the idea.
Now you get it?
I've been getting it, that's why the recycler...
I like the idea of the bicycle being made out of the
recycled materials.
The aluminum cans and plastic
bottles.
It'd
be a terrible bike.
It shoots out bottle caps.
But because in hobo circles that would be like bling.
Yeah,
that would
be
like having a bicycle made of diamonds.
Oh my god, it would. It's a pimped out bike. They're like, man, you can afford that bike. That bike is made of money, because that's what that is.
How much is it? $5.
If you recycle that, it'd be a whole
$5. $5 worth of cold hard cash.
Right?
Check it out.
Passenger seat add-on. Made only out of the best bottles.
I think he also stuffed the frame with singles.
With singles?
But no man who's tried for the treasure has ever returned.
Oh my gosh. What's your seat made of? Carton.
I mean, like, you know, it'd be like the gallon jugs.
Yeah.
You know, like, yeah, just... bunch of them, because that'd be nice cushioning. Right. You have it filled with air, and you're able to cap it so the air doesn't come out as easily. It'll still pop at some point, but or fill it with water. It'd be like a water bed, except for it would be
or you could go the other route with it. Jagged aluminum, like he's on the Iron Throne.
Oh god!
What kind of bottles are those?
Why is it now? Now I'm thinking the Iron Throne like that with all soda cans and wine bottles.
Oh, shit. Broken glass.
That's when he starts really making it. That's when you have like the gang lord kind of status. Then you have someone pull it, possibly, right? It'd be the dog that you have that you.
Well, he would be the emperor at that
point. Oh, yeah, emperor. Yeah,
whatever, you know, like the high king. What do they call it in the Game of Thrones, or was it just king?
No, it has to be.
It's the hobo lord, okay?
Lord. King of the hobos.
Yeah, king of the hobos. Yeah. Just say it.
Hobo god, no.
No, we're fine with king of the hobos. King of the hobos, you know.
Lord of the hobos, no.
Because hobo sar wouldn't work, you know. Can't hobo be a sar.
Emperor. Do remember to make the note.
President hobo.
Duke hobo, no.
Excuse me, remember to make the note that there is going to be HoboCon.
Hobo cop?
He lets the criminals get away so he could put the hobos.
Is he a hobo who's a cop, or is he a cop who goes after hobos?
Yes.
I get it. I get it.
I don't understand this hobo sheriff.
Hobo cop.
I know.
Yeah, but back to Don's question.
Dead or alive, you're giving him change.
Things are going to change.
A good cop gone bad.
That's right, a force for change.
All right.
A force for change.
Oh, my God. All right, we've already started on this. Chapter 1. Hobo Sapien and his crew. I don't know, we have this whole world right now.
We're building it piece by piece.
Alright, if I have enough people saying, please make this, I might make a comic or something. But it won't be anytime really soon, but we might then decide to put it in works. If enough people say, dear God, do Hobo Sapien and friends, or whatever you could call it.
The parallel dimension of it would be the Axe Cop dimension. You know, awesome that's gonna be.
Nah.
Hobos meet machine gun armed dinosaurs.
It would have to be that's terrible.
Do you remember the
stick with your regular movie script?
DeviantArt thing that we came across where the guy just for a lark did his hobo MMO concept?
Yeah. These are more characters for that.
Yeah.
He never did. No, it was just supposed to be a portfolio piece so that people would see his stuff. Like, hey, look what I could do.
I was ecstatic.
I would go apeshit for a hobo MMO. A hobo momo.
No, there's actually a hobo text-based MMO right now.
It's text-based. No, we want like World of Warcraft kind of standards.
Hobo of Warcraft.
Hobo Craft.
Let's ride your cruise ship. It's made out of bottles.
See, then like Elder Scroll.
It was Hobo Dynasty.
Hobo Dynasty. That was it.
Oh, was that what I? Oh, which?
Yeah, that the person drew for, you know, like kind of put together an artist portfolio.
That
was
awesome.
It was amazing.
There it is.
So he has the different types of. You have the wizard. With the stop sign, that's his like staff, and then the hunter or ranger, who's the middle because he has his pet dog, so he's like the and then the third one's like the fighter class,
trash like, bin.
And I have one I've drawn which I need to color still, I know, and it was going to be the healer, and I think she was the bag lady.
Actually, you know what? I thought that was a trash can lid, and I'm now realizing it's a hubcap.
It's a hubcap. Hobo cap.
But yeah, if you
hobo cap an ass. There we go.
If you do a search on DeviantArt for Hobo Dynasty, it'll show up.
Maybe if you just do Hobo Dynasty just out in Google.
Yeah.
Let's check it out.
Oh god.
But yes, Hobo Cop needs to happen.
It's what not gonna be Hobo Cop. Hobo Sapien.
It is, but Hobo Cop is gonna be part of it.
I think you have to have someone messing with their justice.
Yeah, recycle.
I told you. Recycler. I'm serious about my answer of yes, by the way.
Of what?
Well, that hobo cop is a hobo who...
Yeah.
And or is he a hobo, or does he hunt hobos? Yes. He's a hobo who hunts other hobos.
Who's also a cop.
He is after Hobo Sapiens.
What does Hobo Cop look like?
You're the artist.
I can't. This is your creation, so I don't know.
A rubber band gun.
I can't.
Oh, just a rubber band wrapped around his arm as his gun.
Can't get, I don't know. It'd be like Robocop. Because
everybody else has something linked with
Robocop's
something.
Robocop's made out of garbage. What do you want? Trash bags.
We'll just say we had the recycler, and he has a cyclist, that's like a bicycle made of stuff. So each of them have something that links with it. It's kind of Kirby-esque in a weird way. Like, cop, I'm like, if you put him in a hobo cop outfit, and that doesn't seem like enough.
Kirby would never. Kirby's policemen were always in.
Oh, what good hobo
skin tight pajamas and such.
They were. Yeah, he wants change, so money was the big thing. But I don't know. I don't think I can do a badge made of quarters. I don't know. I don't think that would work. I don't know. I can't. All right. Well, it's in the process. I think about that.
Okay, well, think about it right now. Hobo cop.
Hobo cop. I tried, and I can't. I can't come up with anything.
We just came up with this
cop
right now. So.
I don't know. I could think of a hobo hunter or something like that if I went there. And you would have hobo traps. And
hobo cop. He wears shades. So the dark shades. Because that's what...
Oh, the motorcycle cop.
Yeah.
Aviator shades.
Yeah, those kinds of ones.
Now, are they reflective or not?
Very reflective.
Okay.
That's
so
too nice for
like the mirror shades.
No, because that's all he has, and it's just underwear.
He's just naked?
Yeah. Because he's a hobo, and his only asset are his glasses.
He has glasses. That's the only thing that makes him cop.
Yes. Yes, exactly.
I would
he likes the idea.
Just naked. Just fully naked. Hairy guy. Make him look like Ron Swanson.
Okay, maybe glasses and a microphone instead of a megaphone.
How do you get a microphone?
This salvaged. He salvaged for it.
Nah.
For a change.
Nah.
Huh.
Nah.
Okay, so
yeah,
sunglasses. Yeah,
the only thing is trying to make him link with that.
Being
I don't
a
know,
in that world.
That hobo world. Otherwise, it almost just feels like, plop, he's a cop, and it's almost then the...
Uh-huh.
The thing of, ah, she's a girl. That's what I feel.
Oh, man. Hobo cop.
You think hobo cop lacks nuance?
Yeah, I do. Because I'm not, you know, seeing him being an individual.
Huh.
Why does he hunt hobos? Tell me his backstory. What is the backstory for Hobo Cop?
You don't
Hobo
need
cop?
To know. Why is everyone obsessed with that these days?
Because he's the only one that's weak. I love Hobo Sapien, but I'm like, I don't need to know his past.
Oh, gee, I like Darth Vader. Vader. I should get to know that guy's backstory.
We ended up knowing his backstory, and it should have just been what people talked about. We should have never seen it.
Oh, Hobo Cop, he's just cuffed the entire time.
But he's useless.
That's the point.
No!
Yeah!
You come off as this terrible person!
Because.
It's terrible!
Instead of, you know, cops handcuffing people, he's already handcuffed himself and he's just screaming at people.
No.
Yeah? Okay, he has shades on. No.
Oh, I see what it is. It's throwing out the crazy idea and then coming up with one so vile. That the crazy idea now seems sane? Is
yeah.
Oh my god.
Oh man, okay, so Hobo Cop's the weakest right now. Hobo Sapien, Bag Lady, and Recycler.
Yeah, all of them have like, some I can imagine what their thing is that I would end up drawing along. I'm like, oh, I see it. I see it as a vision, you know. It's like Hobo Sapien, half man, half ape, all homeless. Yeah, that one, I'm like, oh, I can see that, you know.
Well, okay.
He might
what
have a little cape that's made out of a used dish towel or something like that.
I see Hobo Cop. Fine. You want it? Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Hobo Cop.
What would he have on him that would link him to being a Hobo Cop?
What if he never actually existed, but it's what Hobo Sapien is trying to become? Like Master Chief, kind of.
Hobo Cop. Has a shitty trench coat.
Okay.
And a beat up cop motorcycle helmet. And the shades.
So yeah. This is his motorcycle helmet, he always has it down, maybe. He never
sees
his face. He never sees his face. Maybe there's a crack around the mouth so we could see him smile, like, kind of creepily and stuff
like
that.
So he's like
Judge
Dredd now.
Yeah! Except for, like...
But he's in a ratty trench coat.
Yeah, okay, I can almost make that work.
Like it's a... Because the trench coat, I was originally going to say Duster, because I'm, you know, I imagine, like, oh, a Wild West sheriff, but hobo.
But you know, I like the helmet. It has a crack in it. It makes him almost seem non-human.
Yeah,
but
and then you can use the Duster / trench coat thing, and obviously it's just whatever you decide to make it, leather or cloth or whatever. It's just shitty condition, dirty. Vietnam vet trench coat.
Vietnam, maybe. I'm trying to think of what could a homeless person who's trying to become a cop find, like, because you can't find a cop uniform easily. If you're in the army, okay, you might have, but then it just, you know, you become a hunter, you're not a cop anymore.
Let's see, maybe
but
it's
what
a
could
wheelbarrow.
You find possibly in the trash that would look kind of like a uniform? The first thing that comes to my head is a band uniform. Because what do they get? They're like, I can't wear this shit anymore. My parents bought it for $50 or whatever. I think that's, you know, a used one. Like a crappy used one that he tosses in the trash or whatever because he can't return it or anything like that. Now it's it's been used twice and it's kind of torn and stuff and doesn't fit on and he tries to make it look like a cop uniform but it's obviously a band uniform.
A band uniform to me, like, I see, you know, okay, you're Napoleon.
Girl Scout! It's going to be a fucking used Girl Scout uniform that he puts on or Boy Scout uniform he puts on. I don't know. I'm trying to think of something they could find in the trash that would kind of look like a uniform.
A cop.
The helmet is good because someone could have thrown away the helmet and he could write, like, cop on, like, the side or something like
that. He salvages it from someone who got in a motorcycle accident.
Yeah.
So it's all cracked and shit.
Yeah, yeah.
Look, so he rips it off his head.
Put him in the shitty Duster trench coat, you know, Vietnam trench coat, and then over the top of it, you can have one of those FBI ponchos.
No, that sounds terrible.
Yeah, what I'm talking about.
But you can't find
the yellow ones.
Yeah, but no.
Or they. I think they have them for the police too. Yeah.
No, it wouldn't work.
See, we'll remember hobo.
That's good if we wanted some hobo person to be like Hispanic or something like that.
Well, I like it because then he can fly with the, you know, holding out like a cane.
No, that won't work.
No.
Oh, I'm sorry, Miss Realism.
I'm sorry. I just don't like that idea. It just doesn't seem to work. It doesn't click. But I like the helmet. That's a start. The rest of the outfit could be like, it could come together.
Let's make him look like a naked Tron.
You just want him naked. What is?
Yeah,
I just want this naked guy. I know.
No, like, you know, force for a change. Get some clothes.
Clint, go Freud on him.
Go what?
Freud.
Freud on you?
Yeah.
You're obsessed with your penis. The end.
Shit!
Oh, I thought you were going to ask.
That'll be 1,000 francs.
Whatever Freud money I accept. No, sorry, I don't know. I don't know much about him. That's why I went, hey, Clint, you'd be Freud.
I think it would be francs.
Francs.
Swiss francs.
Frank's a lucky guy.
See, if this becomes a hit, people will know the backstory of making Hobo Cop, is that he was the hardest character to make.
Hobo Cop's gonna be tough. Hobo Cop will be tough, and that's why I am.
Who would have thought that Hobo Cop would be the toughest design?
Because I don't want it to just be completely obvious. I don't know. It's just...
Well, the other thing is I don't want him to look like Axe Cop.
I love Axe Cop, but yeah, try not to.
Hobo Cop with a helmet on crutches.
What is... You were careful.
Naked on crutches.
Naked on crutches.
Hey, I didn't say that. No, because he got really hurt and he can't work as a cop anymore. So, and he's like...
Why does he have to have been a cop before? I like the idea of him just deciding
crazy.
He is a cop.
Well, yeah, since they're a hobo, they might have this some, you know... He just thinks he's a cop.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
and then he's like, "I got hurt. I was in the force until I got an arrow to the knee or something."
He's taking orders from the police lieutenant in his skull.
Yes.
Turn in my gun and badge. See if you can have money pratting out of my cold dead hands.
Oh my god!
I'll do it my way, sir.
That way he has a helmet, and he's useless.
Yeah, whatever.
Because I want him also just be like another hobo with a shotgun. You know, that's the other thing.
Hobo with a shotgun.
Like mixed with axe cop.
See,
I don't want.
This guy's going full schizophrenic.
Okay.
That's, and with the crutches,
you never go
that's
full
his
schizophrenic,
weapon.
But we're going there anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah, and since he has crutches.
No,
that's
wait,
his
no.
Yeah.
No, I didn't
no
agree
crutches.
With the crutches.
No crutches. No.
Oh, okay.
The crutches were not agreed.
He needs to be a threat, and crutches are not a threat. I want to be like the Terminator, which you've probably never seen that movie,
I
have you?
I've seen that movie.
Oh, thank God. It would be all Terminator, you know? Be like.
Huh.
Especially the second one. Terminator 2. Except for he doesn't turn into liquid. That liquid is his blood. It means he's dying. So liquid coming out. Or it's urine.
Yeah, so I was about to say.
What the fuck?
He's assuming it's liquid form.
No,
he's just peeing on your shoes.
Oh my god.
And we're back to peeing on shoes again.
Oh, yeah. Come full circle. Oh my god.
Good night, Neil Patrick Harris, wherever you are.
Well, I guess leaving it on that note, now that we have kind of come into a circle here.
Back to Hobo Cop.
Dear god. I had a list here of things to talk about and completely didn't do any of that. Talked about Marvel, talked about keying cars, talked about how not to be a dick while parking a car, talking about how everybody goes to the Magic Castle except for poor Don. Poor little Don, because everybody goes.
Oh, goodness.
I never go. Talked about wanting to have a naked cop for Percy. Homeless cop, Hobo Sapien.
Black lady.
And many other things.
You can't even say Hobo Cop's name right.
What?
She said homeless cop.
Yeah, Hobo Cop. Sorry. Fine, there.
You hate Hobo Cop so much.
You know what? Why not just make it homeless cop instead of Hobo Cop? Because we have Hobo Sapien already.
Homeless is their word.
Again, I'm going to forgive you personally.
Or Hobo would be
their
word.
You've never seen the original RoboCop.
Yeah.
Oh.
RoboCop's amazing.
Otherwise, you would not be asking me that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Fuck.
RoboCop's amazing. New one's going to suck. I haven't watched it.
But it's going to suck. And it sucks already.
Yeah, it seems like it's going to suck. Horribly.
No,
we're not going into that. That's another day.
No. Oh, well.
So, anyways, everybody have a, you know, because it's going to be St. Patrick's Day, so.
Yep.
Either this is going to be posted before or right after, so either way, happy St. Patrick's Day. And thank you for joining us on the Bits of Nothing podcast. And, guess we have talked nothing pretty well today.
And that was all but nothing.
All but nothing. All right. Talk to you later.
Babouche.
Babouche. What the fuck?